Support for Speaking of Travel comes from Asheville Regional Airport, Western North Carolina's gateway to the world. Your safety when traveling to and from Asheville is and always will be our top priority. Visit flyavl.com for all your current travel information. Prestige Subaru, offering a variety of new and pre-owned all-wheel drive Subarus. Built with the zero landfill promise, all waste is recycled or reused, with more at PrestigeSubaru.com. RomanticAsheville.com. Create your perfect vacation in the land of the sky with the region's most popular online travel guide. Plan your next getaway to Asheville and the North Carolina Blue Ridge Mountains by visiting RomanticAsheville.com. Nest Realty and Realtor Janet Oppenheimer. A senior resource specialist, Janet serves the Asheville, North Carolina area. Visit NestRealty.com and look for your trusted mountain community advisor, Janet Oppenheimer. And by Asheville Farms, unlock the potential CBD has in your life with Western North Carolina's premier supplier of high-quality hemp and CBD products. Visit our store at 28 North Lexington Avenue in Asheville and by visiting AshevilleHempFarmsNC.com. Welcome to Speaking of Travel with Marilyn Ball. Sit back and be carried away to places around the world and right here in our own backyard. No passport required.
Ciao, this is Marilyn Ball. Welcome to Speaking of Travel right here on iHeartRadio 570 WWNC. And remember, you can always listen to this episode of Speaking of Travel or any past episode with a simple click on the Speaking of Travel website, that's speakingoftravel.net, and on all worldwide podcast platforms. And be sure when you visit speakingoftravel.net to sign up for the Travel Club. You'll receive travel news, helpful tips, and links to stories from people who are proud to keep traditions alive to help protect the environment, support social responsibility, and create economic vitality and quality. When I was growing up, my dad entered into the wine industry at a time when wine wasn't really part of mainstream USA. So my dad traveled to Europe, to France and Italy, and there he found the masters, the people with generations of masters before them. And even then, he was recognizing an emergence of a sustainable wine industry, putting environmental sustainability at the heart of each estate he visited. My guest today is Mary Shea, the Director of Marketing and Hospitality at the organic winery Quicento di Castellina, which is owned and run by her Italian husband and his family. And Mary, it is so great to talk to you in Italy. I'm just so bueno, happy.
Well, I am thrilled to be chatting with you. And I'm at home in Florence at the moment. The winery is actually out in Tuscany in the countryside. I call Florence my home now.
Well, you don't have an Italian accent, so I'm wondering that you're maybe not from there. Give us a little backstory on how you ended up there, Mary.
Oh my goodness. I'm very much not Italian. I actually am originally from Long Island, so that's where I grew up, in a small little town called Port Jefferson, right on the water, which was amazing. And, you know, it's interesting. It's been a bit of a windy road that got me here to Tuscany. And, oh goodness, it probably started, probably in college. I ended up studying abroad in Germany for a semester. I met an Italian wine producer who was in the same program with me. She became a very, very dear friend. And she, yeah, was so fortunate because she introduced me to like the wonderful world of Italian wines. And then eventually I actually ended up moving and living in the town where she was producing wine, which is called Suave. I ended up living there actually for about 2 years in my like late 20s, early 30s. And then that kind of solidified, you know, my love for the Italian wine culture, that type of, you know, being surrounded by vineyards and in that kind of atmosphere. My background actually, though, is more so in marketing and communications. But after my experience in Italy, you know, I ended up, you know, moving back to the U.S. and was trying to find where in the U.S. I could kind of recreate that type of atmosphere, at least like being in a place that was really into kind of food and wine and all of those. So I actually ended up moving out to Napa Valley and working for basically still doing marketing work and whatnot, and some consulting work in the wine world. And I ended up actually meeting my husband while I was living in Napa Valley, oddly enough, and at an Italian restaurant there. And gosh, that was probably about nine years ago. And we met in an Italian restaurant through like mutual friends. And then about a year and a half later, I moved to Tuscany. I started to work with he and his family at their property and with their family business. And yeah, and that was about 7 years ago. So it's been, yeah, it's been a little bit of a windy road with a few other, you know, stops in between. But now I'm in Tuscany.
Wow. Well, that's a wonderfully rich story of seeing how somebody can just be passionate about something that was just not even in your realm at that point, being introduced to something that immediately just spoke to you. Let's talk a little bit about this winery and the family that you married into, Mary, because they've been around for quite some time. Give us a little backstory about them.
Yeah, so I have to say I'm really fortunate because my husband and my family they're really wonderful, hardworking, incredibly modest, incredibly open, individuals. And so my husband's grandfather actually bought Corchetto, the property, like the estate, in 1945. So he bought it right after World War II. The funny thing is, though, he didn't buy it with the intention of it becoming a winery or a family business. It was meant to be more of kind of a countryside retreat for the family. So he lived in Florence. He raised his two daughters in Florence. My husband was born in Florence. And that's where he spent, most of the time when he was growing up. My mother-in-law, though, Laura, who's amazing, she had very different ideas and intentions, but they didn't come to fruition actually until much, much later, which she actually started our agriturismo. So we do have vacation apartments also on the property. So she started that business in the late 80s. So that was around 1988. And it's pretty amazing because she really had no experience in hospitality and tourism or whatnot. I think she naturally, kind of similar to my husband, had this, a bit of an entrepreneurial spirit and just this love of sharing great experiences with people. And you can tell because now she actually, she does cooking classes at the property. She's been doing cooking classes now for, gosh, over 20 years. And you can just see the passion she has for that and being around people and like the energy that it gives her. So she, you know, she started the agriturismo. We are in the heart of the Chianti Classico. So we're in Castellina and Chianti. It's not that far from Florence. We're probably about 45 minutes. And she was probably one of the first to have a real kind of proper agriturismo in that area. So she was a bit of a, you know, breaking some new ground there. And then, you know, 10 years later, my husband decided to start producing wine. And it's kind of funny because he'll admit he didn't have a passion for wine necessarily. He just, you know, he had a lot of people around him who were like, you know, you have this beautiful property in the middle of one of the most, you know, amazing, oldest wine growing regions in the world. So why wouldn't you, you know, kind of start producing wine on your own? Also, the vineyard, it's got a great position. It's just, it was pretty perfect for producing wine. So my husband, kind of similar to his mom, took a chance and started the winery, fell in love with the wine world. And now here we are. Actually, it's kind of fun. Next year will be, or this year, actually, because it's 2023. Still catching up from 2022, but this year, 2023, is actually the 25th anniversary of the winery. So this fall, we'll be celebrating the 25th harvest.
Mary, congratulations. What a wonderful story of people who have created this incredible retreat and winery and business right there to support not only their passion, but their love of people. So when we come back from the break, I want to talk more about what you all are doing with that growing of the grapes and how you are using sustainability as your model and as your core value. There's so much that is so wonderful about everything that we're talking about. Entrepreneurial spirit, women in business, you know, picking up things that you've never done before. I just love it. Give us your website so we know how we can get in touch and be looking at this beautiful, beautiful place while we're listening to you.
Well, and first of all, thank you. Thank you very much. That means quite a lot to us. So, but the website is corchettodicastellina.com. So that's what everyone can check out.
I think we better spell that, Mary, just to be on the safe side. What
do you
think?
I'm sorry. It's all right. I don't know if you want to spell it. I can spell it.
No, you go ahead and spell it.
Okay. It's Corchetto. So it's Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-O-D, so D-I, Castellina, so C-A-S-T-E-L-L-I-N-A.
Bueno, that's perfecto, Mary. Thank you. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about the wine industry, about Italy, about sustainability. And we're here with Mary Shea. She's talking to us from Florence, Italy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Whether you're traveling to points near or far or traveling on a life journey, every transition is an opportunity regardless of your stage of life. If you, a family member, or a loved one is looking to downsize, retire, or buy or sell a home, contact your trusted Mountain Community Advisor, Janet Oppenheimer, from Nest Realty in Asheville. As a senior real estate specialist, Janet will help and guide you through any life transition one step at a time. Contact Janet at nestrealty.com today, helping you find that perfect home to fit your next journey. Nest Realty.
Green is good. Local food, less oil. Renewable energy, sustainable peace. Tree hugger. Say no to GMOs. Be kind to animals, don't eat them. Go solar. Coexist. Don't buy a dog, rescue one. Keep Asheville weird. We just read the bumper stickers on the back of a Subaru. Welcome to Subaruville. Prestige Subaru, on the web at prestigesubaru.com.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
Welcome back to Speaking of Travel. I'm your host, Marilyn Ball, and for those who know me best, you know that I have a love affair with Italy. I just love going there. I love the people who live there. And I'm especially excited to be talking to Mary Shea today. She is in Florence. Mary, tell us about your winery and the name. And I just want to hear it from your voice. Since you're in marketing, you live there. Tell us all about it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so in Corchetto di Castellina, the name. So Corchetto, it comes from the word like quercia, which is kind of for oak or oak forest. And we actually, the vineyard is basically, honestly, it's almost like we're in the middle. I don't know, we're kind of like this isolated little gem in the countryside. So when you come to the property, you almost feel like you're in your own little kind of small picturesque little village. And it's surrounded by oak trees. So we have like a lot of kind of forests around, and they have all oak trees. And then it's di Castellina because we are located in Castellina and Chianti. So hence Corchetto di Castellina. So that's hence the name.
That sounds lovely. And I was wanting to get into a little of how you grow these grapes and how this land is protected and cultivated, especially now knowing that you have all this forest land around you.
Yeah. So we have about 28 acres of planted vines in total. And basically, I mean, we're in the Chianti Classico, so we have mainly Sangiovese growing. That's the principal grape variety in the Chianti Classico. My husband, though, I have to say, he does like to experiment a little bit. So we have a small production of Merlot. Then we also, he's experimenting. He just actually planted this, or not planted, he grafted it, Cabernet Franc. So he loves Cabernet Franc. It's one of his favorite grape varieties. He's wanted to plant it forever and produce a wine with 100% Cab Franc. So that's finally coming to fruition, which he's rather excited about. We are a certified organic property. So my husband, Jacopo, his full name is Jacopo Di Battista. When he founded the winery, he actually started doing sustainable practices from day number one. So that is a philosophy that was rather important to him from the beginning. And we've now been a certified organic property since 2012. So for over a decade now. And right now, there's probably, I'd say, 50% of the wineries in the Chianti Classico are certified organic. As you can imagine, that was certainly not the case back in 2012. But it was something that, you know, was really quite important to him. And yeah, and a philosophy that he fully believes in, this approach, just is, you know, a non-interventionist approach to wine production. And really, he just, you know, he wants, you know, people, when they experience the wines, he wants them to taste kind of the pure kind of expression of the different grape varieties that we have at the winery. So he doesn't want to do kind of over-engineered wines. And obviously, there's the conservation kind of approach inside to it. That's always been kind of a founding principle for him.
That's really such a refreshing thing to know, that these are important, and, you know, with the beauty of the vineyards and the nature, really preserving the earth, being able to be pure, are all just so positive. And I love the idea that people can actually come and stay there. So you can go vacation there. You could take a retreat there. How does that work, Mary?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I think it's pretty perfect. Cause we have the vacation apartments. It's actually quite large. We have 9 apartments and a suite. So up to 41 or 42 people can stay on the property. And the wine side and the culinary side is definitely, you know, something that's, you know, obviously it's a big draw. And it's also a big part of what we do, because I think it's all about sharing the Corchetto experience. And I think all of those things tie together. So, you know, it's really nice when people come and stay on the property. I mean, obviously we get a lot of people who are, you know, who are big, you know, wine lovers and whatnot. And it's, you know, you get up in the morning and, you know, you walk outside and there's a big, beautiful vineyard right in front of you. I've been there now for, roughly 7 years, and I never get tired of that view. It's pretty spectacular. And the great thing is that, like, throughout the year, it always kind of changes, you know, depending on the season. Which is beautiful. I mean, and we're a working winery, so we always say that our guests can kind of explore and go around, like they can walk in the vineyards. I mean, we don't put any kind of restrictions. We usually, obviously our guests can come and enjoy, you know, a wine tasting experience when they're there, a cooking class with my mother-in-law. We do wine tasting lunches. So it's a really kind of a rich, very, you know, experience when you come to the property. And I think that's what people love about it. And we have so many people. It's really great who come back every year and stay with us. And so they've become almost like a part of the family for us at this point.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. And just the idea of imagining, you know, the long Tuscany table, going out with people sitting and drinking wine and eating the wonderful food. I just love watching YouTubes of people doing that and seeing that on your website. And Mary, tell us a little bit about what you're doing now that you're here and doing your own work with the winery, but you also do some travel consulting. What do you do there on the side?
Yeah. So a lot of people are like, how do you kind of do everything? But it's when I think it's, and you probably know this. I mean, when you love what you do or you feel passionate about it, it doesn't seem like work necessarily. And also half of the time I can't help myself. So I do have a bit of a side travel business. So I started it probably about a year and a half or 2 years ago. And it was really quite organic, you know, kind of once again, where, you know, I always had a lot of people kind of coming to me and asking me questions, you know, specifically about, you know, Italy, and like even like some of our guests who are coming to stay at the winery, maybe, you know, they wanted to go and travel elsewhere before their stay at Corchetto or after. And so it seemed like a natural, you know, kind of a shift to also start doing travel planning. And I love it. I mean, it's just being able to kind of, you know, coordinate lovely trips for people and give them recommendations for the places that I love. It means a lot. And I think it's really, it's nice when you have a trusted resource when you're kind of traveling. whether you've been to a place where you're, whether you're traveling place for the first time, or even if it's like your, you know, your second or third time and you're looking for something more unique.
It's like one-stop shopping right here with you, Mary. We can call you and get lined up on some wonderful trips and even get connected and come stay in one of those lovely accommodations you have right there on the property. It all works together. And I want to make sure that we give a little shout out to the retreat this year in June that will be happening. Give us a little synopsis on that.
So basically, it's an amazing retreat that we're doing. It's a food and wine focused one with Annette Joseph, who is a, good Lord. I don't know what else, I don't know what she doesn't do. I mean, she does everything and she's just amazing. So she's, you know, she's an author, a food stylist. She runs these amazing retreats. So we're basically collaborating with her on a 6-day food and wine retreat where you spend 3 days doing beautiful, you know, kind of more food focused experiences. And then 3 days at Corchetto, more wine focused, but still obviously there's a culinary component. And I'm so excited. We have so many great, you know, kind of partners that we're working on it. Like the experiences are fabulous. I really hope you can come.
I would love that. And I know Vincenzo, the artist, will be there doing some classes. He's going to be on Speaking of Travel coming up, so we can be talking to him as well about all of this. And Mary, tell us how we can get in touch with you and go to your website and find out more information and get signed up on the retreat, all of these things.
Yeah, so you can actually, so you can go to the retreat. It's best to go to Annette's website. So she's Annette, it's Annette Joseph. I think it's Annette La Fortezza is the name of her property. Also, obviously, people can always email me directly or email, you know, Corchetto. So my email is mary@corchetto.com. So people can just, can just email me directly. And that's, you know, obviously for the retreat or even for basically anything else from like travel planning to wanting to come visit Corchetto. So that's the best way.
Well, that sounds great. And let's spell it one more time just so people know. I'll let you go ahead and do the honors.
All right. So it's Corchetto di Castellina, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-O D-I-C-A-S-T-E-L-L-I-N-A.
See, we're all Italian right now. If we can even type it in and go to the website, we'll feel a little bit more connected to our love of Italy. And Mary, I just want to thank you so much for being here on Speaking of Travel. I'm really looking forward to having you back again and being able to visualize and hopefully be there and see what your beautiful property is about. And big shout out to your family there and all the work that they're doing to preserve and protect our beautiful earth. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And I look forward to enjoying a glass of wine together in Italy in the future.
Well, ciao on that. Bueno, gracias. Well, thank you, Mary, for being here on Speaking of Travel. So did you know that in the 1400s, Leonardo da Vinci noticed a blue haze hanging above the hills of Tuscany? He painted it many times. And did you know right here in Western North Carolina, there are the oldest mountains in the world, also with a blue haze? Well, coming up next is Clark Lovelace. He's the executive director of Transylvania County Tourism Development Authority, and he's going to share why this region is so rich in nature and what they're doing to protect it. So stay tuned.
Traveling to new places is good for everybody, but sometimes travel can be challenging. The good news is there are products available that can put your traveling concerns at ease. Unlock the potential CBD has in your life with Western North Carolina's premier supplier of high-quality hemp and CBD products. Visit our store at 28 North Lexington Avenue in Asheville and by visiting AshevilleHempFarmsNC.com.
Hi, this is Tina Kinsey, and I'm with Asheville Regional Airport, and I've got a travel tip for you today. It's important to be a savvy traveler, understand the difference between different airlines' products. If you need to arrive at your destination on a certain day by a certain time, you may want to consider planning your flight arrival for the day before you need to be there. Air travel can always be delayed or canceled due to so many reasons, such as weather or mechanical issues, The airlines will certainly honor your ticket and get you rebooked as soon as possible, but remember, every airline is different. Some airlines have frequent flights every day, but other airlines may only fly a couple of days every week. So their ability to rebook you can vary. The bottom line, plan for flexibility. Airlines do their best to manage unforeseen situations, but they can't magically produce another plane and seats on that plane to accommodate every issue. So let's say you've got a cruise booked. Don't rely on an airline to deliver you to the city port just hours before your cruise time. Plan your trip to arrive the day before. Then, if something unforeseen happens, you still have time to go to Plan B. It's just smart planning. All this said, the good news is that airlines operate on time most of the time.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my
Welcome back to Speaking of Travel. I'm your host, Marilyn Ball. Winter, what a magical time of the year. And being in nature is really the proven way to relax and let go of stress. And right here in Western North Carolina, there's a place so special, one visit really just won't be enough. It's a wonderland with acres of forest, miles of trails, and the most beautiful and spectacular waterfalls. Brevard and Transylvania County checks off all the boxes on winter activities and everything you'd want to spend your days taking part in, like watching the snowflakes fall from the sky while you're enjoying the warmth of a roaring fire, really great delicious dining, great shopping, live music, and so many opportunities to really just relax and enjoy beautiful, gorgeous views with the people you love. Well, my guest today is Clark Lovelace. He's the Executive Director of Transylvania County Tourism Development Authority. And Clark, it is always so much fun to have you on Speaking of Travel.
Hey, Marilyn. It's always fun being here. So thanks for inviting me.
Well, here we are, Clark. It's winter again. It seems like we went through four seasons together last year, and now here we are back at winter. And what's going on now down in Brevard and over in Transylvania County?
Well, one of the things we always want to remind folks of is, you know, Mother Nature doesn't take off any seasons. She's here all year round, and we're blessed with such incredible public lands that it can make for a pretty special visit here in the wintertime.
Well, so many beautiful views and just so much to see and do. Let's talk a little bit about that, because I know that you just had a really amazing holiday season. I was keeping up with what was going on down there. You had a lot of activities, and now you're kind of moving into the new year. Let's talk about some of the, well, you know, one thing that I want to really touch base on here, Clark, is safety. And that's something that I love coming back and talking with you about each time, because like you were saying, you have so much public land. That means people can go hiking and going up to these beautiful waterfalls. Let's talk a little bit about some safety tips for winter when you're out there having adventures.
Sure. We absolutely have safety at the forefront of our minds. Starting a waterfall safety initiative many years ago, our Leave It Better program, which is our version of Leave No Trace. Certainly, I think the wintertime definitely brings some different things to think about. And so we actually have a great, in fact, every season, if you go to our homepage, you'll see a large banner that basically celebrates that specific season. It'll have some tidbits. It'll have some blogs that are related. And one of them this year, or for this season, is 7 safety tips for winter adventurers. So I won't go into detail with each, but I'll give you the quick 7 tips. 1, check it out before you go. Obviously, winter, more than any other time, you need to make sure to think and look ahead. 2, know the forecast. 3, elevation matters. You know, we have a few thousand feet of elevation change here in Transylvania County. And so you need to wear the right clothes that fits whatever your experience is going to be. Next, be prepared for the cold. Layer up in a way that you obviously don't most of the rest of the year, but think about it. Make sure to fill up those water bottles, but also make sure to put on those gloves. Next, hike with a buddy. It's a good idea in general, but certainly even more so in the wintertime is to do a family activity or to do it with a friend. Six, stay on the path. Again, important year round, but even more important in the wintertime. There's a reason why paths and trails are there. And then finally, know your limits. I think sometimes, you know, the biggest mistake folks can make, and I know talking to emergency personnel, often it's really just somebody not realizing that they're going to get in a little bit over their heads. And so know what makes sense for you and know how long of a hike makes sense, what type of an activity makes sense, and be smart about it. So those are our seven, but one example of kind of keeping our visitors informed, especially here in the wintertime.
Well, I always appreciate that you have so much going on to ensure that your visitors are safe and they are educated and they're tuned in to things that are happening. And I know that you want them to come over there and not only enjoy the season, whatever season it is, but to be safe. And I really appreciate that you have these seven tips so that people know what to do, what to expect, and be prepared. So I want to talk about this really great giveaway that you're having right now, Clark, because you were mentioning your homepage, and I was on your site, and I noticed you were having this really, really, literally cool winter giveaway. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. We're calling it our Be Cool Winter Giveaway. Be Cool is our current slogan that we are using because it fits us. It's be cool sometimes means be hip. Sometimes it means we have a little bit of a cooler climate. So in those summer times, come here and be cool. And it even fits with our sustainability messaging. We're kind of saying, hey, be cool while you're out there. And so it really fits. So the Be Cool Winter Giveaway is really exciting. It's taking place right now. So we invite all of your listeners, go to our homepage, www.explorebrevard.com. You'll see a little message pop up, and it'll be to click on our and enter our Be Cool Winter Getaway. So it starts with a two-night experience, Ash Grove Mountain Cabins and Camping, which is a really cool property. We also include two fun activities. One is a two-hour private instruction for two at Mud Dabbers Pottery. That can be like throwing on the potter's wheel or hand building, glaze fire, all that's included. So just showing you that art is one of our unique and interesting things here in Transylvania County. And then the other is an incredible gift basket from our friends at Oscar Blues that includes a $50 gift card for the Tasty Weasel Tap Room. So a fun visit to Oscar Blues, which is great year round. They have covered space heaters and the Tasty Weasel Tap Room is indoors. And then finally, a $500 gift card. And that's for the winners to use on local meals, retail, et cetera. So it's an incredible package. And again, no money is required. Just sign up. And again, go to explorebrevard.com. You'll see that pop up on our home screen. And we hope you'll, Marilyn, you come here from time to time. Maybe you should fill one out.
Well, I was wondering if there would be a conflict of interest, but I think I think I will.
It is an official random drawing, so I can't fill one out, but I think you can.
Well, I think I will, because I would love to have all of that experience, I can tell you. And regardless of whether I win or not, I am definitely coming back over there to do some of that pottery. And I love going to Oscar Blues. There's never a loss of things to do. That's why, you know, when I was opening, I was saying one visit really is never enough. So, Clark, when we come back from the break, I want to talk more about the season. We're in a new year. We've got so much going on. It's going to be spring before you know it. And let's talk about what's going to be happening. And remind us one more time how we can get to your homepage to get that information, not only on the seven tips, but also on how to get into that really cool giveaway.
Absolutely. Just visit www.explorebrevard.com. You'll see a pop-up for the giveaway, or scroll down just a little bit and you'll see our winter banner. And that'll include some great information, including those tips for going out in winter weather.
All right. Well, I love going on your website. There's so much to do and see just on your website that makes you excited to get over there. Well, this is Marilyn Ball. You're listening to Speaking of Travel. I'm here today with Clark Lovelace. We're talking about Transylvania County, Brevard, North Carolina. So stay tuned. Let's find out what's happening this year over there. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Why not make the most of the beautiful winter season and plan your next vacation or staycation to Asheville and the North Carolina Blue Ridge Mountains? Create your perfect winter wonderland adventure in the land of the sky with the region's most popular online travel guide. Not just for couples, RomanticAsheville.com is a 900-page online guide covering a nearly 100-mile radius around Asheville, North Carolina. There are so many special places and awe-inspiring vistas around nearly every corner, and this is the perfect time to create safe and memorable adventures across Western North Carolina. Visit RomanticAsheville.com today.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words,
welcome back to Speaking of Travel. I'm your host, Marilyn Ball, and I'm here today with Clark Lovelace. He's the Executive Director of Transylvania County Tourism Development Authority. And Clark, we were talking about how much there is to see and do in Brevard and Transylvania County, and here we are in the winter. Before you know it, it's going to be spring. Let's talk about what's happening now, but what's happening as we move on into the warmer time of the month.
It's amazing. You're right. Spring's going to be here soon. You know, we certainly, our busiest time of year is usually going to be from, May through October. And so I think the days of busy season and slow season, we don't, you know, thankfully, it's not quite that black and white, but anyway, so we're gearing up. And, you know, part of that is more than ever, messaging has become such an important part of what we do. It's more than just bringing folks here. And so we very much want folks to be safe and treat Mother Nature the right way when we're here. So we have a great program called Leave It Better. You'll find more about that out on our website. Our waterfall safety initiative, Be Waterfall Wise. You know, Marilyn, you might find this interesting. We just had a meeting, it was last week, yeah, with our public land managers. You know, we're blessed. We actually have essentially four public lands here in Transylvania County, DuPont, Pisgah, Gorges State Park, and then Headwaters State Park, which is the newest. And so we had those land managers here, and we just talked. And talked about ways we can help get the word out. I'm happy to say that absolutely the group agreed. Waterfall safety efforts over the last 6 years have led to fewer incidents in the public lands. They very strongly felt that. But it was interesting in talking, you know, about things are as busy as ever. And all reminders, whether it's from us many weeks and months out to them on site. I think, you know, for the most part, it's mostly just people who honestly don't know any better. They're not as familiar with the outdoors. They're used to, we talked about this, people are used to whatever they're doing. There's going to be a guide there. There's going to be guardrails telling me where to go, where not to go. There's going to be trash cans every 100 feet. There's going to be equipment that is inspected by someone every year or every month or even more frequently. And that just simply doesn't exist in Mother Nature. And so what we're trying to do is remind folks of that and give them some tips of how to be a good steward of the land when you're visiting.
Well, just imagine if every county and every state was doing the kind of initiatives that you're doing right there, Clark, that what a safer, world even we would live in, and especially now what you were talking about and what we were talking about earlier too, nature really is such a positive way to reduce your stress level and to be back in nature and really be able to relax and feel good. What better way than educating people on how to remain safe to be able to encourage people to go out and be in nature, right?
You know, Marilyn, you used some very interesting words just now. We are in the process of doing a market study. And so that includes a survey of our market, of visitors, of potential visitors, also other competitive markets in Western North Carolina. And one of the interesting things that we learned is connected to some of the words that you just said. So all of Western North Carolina rated as high and well-received with regard to outdoors. But I'm happy to say that we stood out in two areas amongst the other outdoor destinations. One was waterfalls, no surprise there. But the other was words like relaxation, healthful, rejuvenating. And it's interesting because obviously we have a couple of great spas, but we aren't really known for having tons and tons of spas. And actually Boone and Banner Elk was one of our comp markets. And what really stood out to us was that, of course, that means basically communing with nature. It means getting out and just breathing and enjoying a hike and enjoying a beautiful view and enjoying, you know, mountain biking. And so it's, you know, all of this is going to affect certainly our messaging moving forward. But I think we're really going to emphasize that. And you used some of those words when you were just talking about what's great about nature. And we tend to agree. And we think we have a lot of cool stuff that really can help you relax and rejuvenate.
Oh, you have some of the most beautiful sites and natural resources of anywhere in the whole wide world. Definitely is a wonderland for that. And that's why I want to give a shout out to you and your team and the people who are there helping to create these initiatives so that people can be educated. Like you were saying, I think with the pandemic, people, they suddenly were out in nature. There was nowhere to go, and they needed to be outside. They needed to be taking walks. And I think it's true. People who maybe otherwise weren't doing these kind of trips and going to visit waterfalls and big expansive mountain ranges and such need to learn the etiquette and the safety. And I just want to thank you and your team for really being on the cutting edge of that and recognizing for such a long time, Clark, that sustainability, conservation, safety, being able to be inside nature and be respectful.
Well, thank you, Marilyn. I think, you know, we tend to think of it like we're having, like, just imagine when you're having guests over to your house. It's a two-way street. On the one hand, we are going out of our way to give tips and tell them all of the things they need to know about our house. And it might be, hey, on that second to last step, be really careful because it's a little loose. So it might even be about one of our imperfections, just like you'd do if you had someone over to your house. At the same time, you're gently reminding them, hey, when you use the restroom, you know, make sure to treat it well. And I think when visitors think of it as visiting someone's home, not honestly how all of us can sometimes be when we stay at a hotel. Do we treat that as nicely as we do our friend's house? Probably not. But our goal is to hopefully take care of you well enough that you feel that way and not feel uncomfortable asking you to sort of treat us that way too.
And to really be thinking about even changing habits and recognizing that there are new trends or new ways to make your adventures safer, more memorable, and be a part of something that is so much bigger. So, Clark, remind us, how can we get more information and dig deep into creating our own adventure over there?
Absolutely. So explorebrevard.com is the website. So please visit us again, explorebrevard.com. When you do, you're going to see a pop-up for the Be Cool Winter giveaway. So you have to click on that. You have to enter to win a two-night stay with an awesome pottery activity at Mud Dabbers, with a gift certificate, gift basket from Oscar Blues, where you get to go to their Tasty Weasel tap room, and $500 to spend on meals and other goodies while you're here with us. You can also look at that tab in the middle of our homepage that has great winter suggestions for a visit to see us. And you're welcome to scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you'll see this extra tab that's a little bit more organizational stuff. And if you click on sustainability, you'll learn about our Leave It Better initiative. You'll learn about Transylvania Always, which is our way of funding numerous wonderful projects and things like Leave It Better or waterfall safety, et cetera. And then certainly, we encourage you when you're here, visit the visitor center. And even if you have another detailed question, you're welcome to reach out to me, Clark, C-L-A-R-K, .Lovelace, L-O-V-E-L-A-C-E, @ TransylvaniaCounty.org. We're always happy to talk, as you can tell.
I love talking to you, and I was just going to say how wonderful it'll be to come back, have you back on, speaking of travel, when it's flowers are starting to bloom and so many new things are going to be happening in the spring. So we'll look forward to having you back, and I want to thank you and, again, all your team for all that you're doing. It's really setting a high bar for us in the travel and tourism industry.
And Marilyn, thank you for shining the light, not just on shining the light on our destination, but on making notice of the fact that we're trying to make sure to create an enjoyable experience, but also one that's sustainable so many folks can keep coming for generation after generation. And we can't do that without great folks like you helping shine the light on us. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Clark, for being here on Speaking of Travel. And thanks to Mary for being on Speaking of Travel. You know, it's so refreshing to speak to people who are truly friends of the environment. It's so important for all of us to learn to love and care for nature so we can have a healthy ecosystem. There are so many things that we can do together to help protect the environment. And being aware, like Clark was saying, is the most important thing. Understanding sustainability and how to take care of the planet is essential in having an ecological mindset and creating a greener lifestyle choice. You'll be surprised just how your choices shopping in your local grocery store can affect forests halfway across the world. For instance, choose sustainable and environmentally friendly materials. Place them in reusable bags. It may take you a while to phase out your old habits and products and replace them with new and greener ones, but daily improvements are what lead to big changes. Why not begin today? Because remember, life is short. Don't postpone joy.